everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Diane.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about luck is in the eye of the beholder.
Just like beauty.
If you aren't doing so already, please follow us across all of our social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. And you can also check out your favorite podcast episode on any major podcast platform, including
Alexa. You can ask Alexa.
You can ask Alexa. If you want to watch all of the shenanigans behind the scenes and everything, check us out on YouTube.
Yes.
To those of you listening in over 28 countries so far, as of today that we're filming this, thank you. Come on over to the comment section. We want to hear where you're listening from. Okay, luck being in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. My goodness, we have both been in this position for different reasons.
Yes.
But let's get into it. I'm going to have you
right
away.
No, so this has always been one of those things, like, you know, when you're younger, you think like, if I just had this, I'd feel that luck that I see that person have, or if I just drove a BMW, or if I just drove a Mercedes, or if I just this, and everything's if you just, and then you get there and then you think, oh, it's supposed to make me feel this way, but it doesn't. But why? And it's this constant chase. And then I'll take it another, I'll even flip this. Then you'll have, you know, a person that maybe lives in this massive house, maybe a mansion. Maybe they drive like the car that you've always wanted. Maybe they do all the things. They jet set, private, blah, blah, blah. And then later on you hear, oh my gosh, guess what? He used to beat her. Or, oh my God, yeah, you know, he did this to her, or she did that to him. Kind of like even with the Johnny Depp thing, you know,
yes,
with Amber Heard. Like, I thought they had an amazing marriage, and I thought she was spoiled, and she had other things.
Yeah.
And luck is in the eye of the beholder, because you don't know what the person's going through. And so it would be silly for you to assume that that person's lucky. It's better for you to say, thank God that they're living that they're experiencing that. But at the end of the day, you don't know what cross they're bearing at all.
So in this episode, we were really mindful of the fact that, like, look, we just did an episode that you guys probably watched about comparison as a death of joy and all this kind of stuff. And in this episode, you know, we're really coming from a perspective of being that person that people viewed
as lucky.
And so Dahlia has her actual true story about this that hopefully she'll share today. And like, I have my actual true story about this. And it isn't easy. I even had a niece of my cousin's daughter, so that would make her like my second cousin, but I'm like an aunt to her. And I remember she was a little girl, and Britney Spears came out with a song that says, isn't she lucky?
Oh, yes,
and
so lucky.
I remember she goes, I want to play a song for you. And she plays the song and because that's how her little self saw me.
Right.
But she was so young, you know, she didn't know, even though my husband and I would take the kids and my nieces and nephews and everybody to Disneyland and this and that. We did so many things, Friday nights, and like everybody in his family and everybody and like around us really saw us as like the ideal couple.
Right.
And they saw us as a couple that really had it figured out.
Right.
And so when my marriage came to an end, people were like, so one of two things, either something super traumatic happened or they like, she's fake.
Oh shoot. And more than likely they think that you're fake. And that's really
there was two
was
people
to,
actually that were like, she must have been
she
fake
must
the
have
whole
been
time.
Fake the entire time. 20 years of fakeness.
Yeah.
You totally can fake 20 years
20
of fakeness.
Years.
Yeah, I actually would get this quite a bit, believe it or not. Back in the day, granted I never did fly private, but I was very I guess blessed in a way, right, that I did have most of the things that I really wanted, and I was surprised with them, surprised with fancy cars and fancy jewelry and trips and things. And like, no one really understood that, yes, I was in Canada on this beautiful trip in the nicest hotel and all the things, but they didn't even know that, like, that night, like one of the nights, yes, I posted us at the bar and drinking and being at a restaurant. Like, that night I was dragged out of the freaking hotel room by my hair. And the next day we went snowboarding, and I had to pretend like nothing happened. And a lot of the time, this is a way that you protect, you know, your family, your circle, the narrative, the marriage, you don't want people to say how stupid you are to stay there. And you have the reasons why you stay there because you put excuses on, he was drinking, he normally doesn't act like that.
Yep.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that one thing I said, which could have just been like, look the other way, or didn't look like long enough, whatever it is. You make excuses for it. Point is, nobody understood or knew that these are the things that I was going through. So of course I get the people looking at me like, you are so lucky. Yeah. And then I would tell them all the time though, because I'm very quick with it. And I'm like, luck is like beauty. Luck and beauty is like, luck is in the eye of the beholder. Everything that you think you see may not be what you're seeing. It could be an illusion. And so, and I know I've shared this before, by the way. And so what I'm trying to say is a lot of the time we think like, for instance, I'll give like an example, like the Kardashians. I look at them and think, my God, there isn't anything that they can't touch, that they can't have. There isn't anything that they don't want that they can't get. Yeah. But at what price?
Right.
At what price?
And that's what it boils down to. My grandma Kuka, may she rest in peace. She was an amazing woman. She used to say, nothing comes for free. And yes, she would always talk about nature's credit card free. Because to her, everything had a price.
Everything has a price.
And I remember when I was just getting closer to Dahlia and we were becoming friends and she was starting a business and I was like, oh, you know, I'll come a couple times a week and help out or whatever. It was this narrative of like, she says, because I said, good for you, you know, because the Bentley or whatever. And she says, well, nothing comes for free. Like, everything has its price. And I thought, oh, that's my grandma's words. And I know why. Like, I can only imagine at that point, you know, I didn't have a full scope of the situation. But I picked up what she was putting down.
Right. Like, 1,000%. And, you know, and it's one of those things, like, you obviously don't want to bash the person that you're with or bash the person that you're no longer with, right? But these are life experiences that you go through that give you... they give you the ability to talk to other people and let them know, like, be careful what you wish for too. And don't think everyone is lucky, and don't look at other people because of what they have to say, like, that's lucky. I'm not lucky. I don't have a person, or I don't have these fancy cars or these fancy watches and shoes and handbags and what have you. Like, if the person has them, you don't know what price they're paying for that. So you can't say that's luck. And even with the Kardashians, as I was saying, like, what do they have to give up? They have to give up so much of their soul, being slammed, not being able to just go to dinner and like have a quiet dinner unless they're doing it at their house. And then now you're also worried about like whoever you're inviting into your home, are they going to spill the beans of whatever you guys had, you know, whatever you guys talked over dinner. It's like, it's a whole thing.
It's a situation. Yeah. I think for this episode, talking to the women who are currently pretending like everything's great versus the people looking outside in at the people that look like they're great.
Right.
We're talking to those of you who are pretending that everything is great and having to hear people come to you say how lucky you are, how wonderful your husband is, how you're telling him how amazing
and
you
usually,
are.
Rachel, the guys that are so amazing, they're like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yes.
They are going to come.
Everybody loves
them.
They're
charismatic.
Yeah.
They smile. Everybody thinks they're so funny and they're amazing and how you got so lucky. And usually you can kind of see when a woman, it's not that she's a hater because he's getting all this attention. It's usually like, they kind of sigh and they're like, yeah, he is. Yeah. Because
so if
they want to protect him.
Yeah. If you're that woman who's doing the protecting, like, we're talking to you because listen, we want you to know we understand. We want you to know that you're not alone. And we want you to know that there comes a time that no matter how much
you protect,
you go out of your way to hold this whole thing together, it may still come crumbling down and you're going to be looked at as the fake person. You're going to be looked at as the one, well, if it was so bad, why didn't you say anything? If he was really, you're going to be looked at as if he was really beating on you and doing all that. Like, then why did you guys go to Hawaii for your anniversary? You're going to be looked at. You are leaving a trail, okay, of things that are going to, at the end, reflect on you. And you have to be mentally and emotionally and spiritually prepared for that. There is truly no full way to prepare for that. And we're not here to judge you because we were you. And I think many women are in those shoes, your shoes. And at the end of the day, you just have to understand it is a difficult thing. It is a sad thing. And we know why you're doing it.
Right.
But we're here for this episode to speak to you to say, look, we get it. But also start having in your mind, should I be covering for him on this? Start to be having in your mind, do I need to cover for him? I'm not saying go to your family and talk bad about him because Lord knows, but there are certain things that you have to hear us say to you. It's the tower will crumble.
Right.
Like it will. And it takes two, by the way. So I think it's important to understand, are you the only one that's holding up the fort? Are you the only one trying to protect the marriage? Are you the only one that's trying to maintain this facade. And I say that because if you are over here trying to maintain the facade that you're the queen of the castle, but the king is letting all the clowns in, no one in that room sees you as the queen. No matter how much you're pretending to be the queen, no one, if he's not giving
you're
you
part of that circus,
if he's not
you
giving
are part
you
of that circus.
If he is not giving you your place,
yes,
in the world as the queen, you are just one of the clowns too.
Yeah, and
it's
and
unfortunate.
The unfortunate part about it is that a lot of the time, you know, people do see it. People do know that you are part of his act.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, because we are trying to hold it together as the head of, you know, the family, you know, women are the head of the family, even though I understand that the man is very important too. But I think it's important that, you know, we don't, like, I remember being so protective, like, you know, having black eyes and covering them and being like, oh no, it's my mascara ran. And yeah. And people not understanding or not knowing. And I didn't want to say that that's what happened. Why? Because for me, it was important that I wasn't looked at as this idiot that's still
right.
there. Because that's what happens. People think she's an idiot. She doesn't know better. And what else is she going to do? Like, she relies on him. She depends on him. And that's what people assume right away. Like, that you have no worth. And without him, you're nothing. And it's not really like that. It's just because you really want to believe what he said. I'm going to change. This is the last time. I'm never doing this again. I don't want to lose my family. I mean, you name it, they will say that they're going to change. They're going to go to, you know, counseling. They're going to do all the things. And at that moment, you believe what they're saying.
You want to believe
that that is exactly what they're doing, because they're going to want to fight for your marriage. They want to fight for this too. And so everyone else on the outside is like, wow, you really have it together and you live this lavish life and you're doing all these things, without realizing, like, when you close the door to those, to your front door to your house, like, the BS you have to deal
yeah.
With the nonsense, with the not knowing if Dr. Chuckle, Mr. Hyde's coming out and how you're going to react. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like what Rachel says. Make sure that, you know, you have a preparation of some sort if this is in fact what you're going through, right? So that means, like, you know, take a notepad if you think that he's being extremely abusive, but you know that you can't leave at this moment because maybe financially you're not ready. Whatever the case is, I think it's important, not because you're trying to be like a snake per se, but like, it's important to remember, like, on this day, this unfortunate thing happened, because we forget. And we forget
yeah.
the things that are done to us, the dragging of the hair, the dragging through the freaking hallways.
We're willing to go through hell for that one little spark of beauty in that moment, or that one little crumble of love, or whatever it is. But I want to just, I'm interjecting because I want to make sure before I forget, this is a very, like, important thing that I'm going to say that that you'll probably remember if it all falls apart. Hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, no matter how tightly you hang on or how much you pretend, no matter how much you pretend that things are good and you pretend to put on the show for people, it doesn't make it reality. You're not going to pretend your way to a happy outcome. You're not going to pretend your way or fake your way to a happy ending. It's just not reality. And I think the second part of that I want to just make sure I get in here is that it's okay to not have to make it look so great, because it's part of that pretending so much, hoping it becomes reality, that if you just keep it real a little bit. So for example, if someone says, oh my God, you're so lucky because he buys you flowers every Thursday, saying something like, you know, no marriage is easy, no marriage is perfect, you know, staying in that middle ground, stop trying to pretend, like, to overperform. And I think if you can get in that habit of just keeping it neutral, keeping it just very baseline, if it crumbles, okay, you at least kept it freaking right
neutral.
Here. It's none of their business, right?
Yeah.
But you weren't overacting. You weren't
right.
overfaking. You weren't overdoing
but
it.
But I noticed
them.
That, haven't you noticed, so I've noticed this, that the people that are like, he's so wonderful, he's so amazing, and we did this and we do that, and they paint this fairy tale story, and then you're like, wow, I'm so happy for her. And then next thing you know, like, the truth comes out, and you're like,
yeah.
And I'm not judging you. If this is the way that, this is how how you protect what you have. And if this is how you go into protection, I understand. But I think what's shocking is when they're trying to sell you on the idea that their marriage is so perfect and he's Mr. Wonderful, and then the reality comes out that he's been beating her, that he cheats on her, that he does all these things. And then I think that that's basically what this episode's about. It's like luck is in the eye of the beholder, because it's what you think you see. And it's not always what it's painted out to be. Sometimes it's a lot worse.
Yeah. And I think if going back to the, over celebrating what you have with him when you know darn well it's not like that, you're rewarding someone for their bad behavior. This person gets to treat you badly and still get praised out in public for what a wonderful husband he is. He gets to treat you badly and still see you holding a smile and acting like everything's fine. You are rewarding bad behavior. But if you start to tone that down a little bit and bring it to more of a baseline reality, Mona Lisa status, you're not happy, you're not sad, it's nobody's business. But you're not gonna be like this massive cheerleader that's just so, you know, thrilled with everything in public, that so that he can get that reward
about what an amazing husband he is
for treating you badly. So right. You got to think of it almost like a child. And I'm not saying treat your husband like a child, but would you reward your child for pulling your hair and kicking and screaming or beating a hole in the wall? Would you do that? You know what I mean?
A quick story, and I kind of thought to or not to, but obviously, being married and then going through a divorce and doing all those things, and then people looking at me like I was so lucky while I was married, and then they're kind of looking at me like, oh my gosh, this really sucks because look at now how she's living or what she's doing. And at the end of the day, it's like, I don't care, whatever you think of me is none of my business. That's always like my motto, and it makes me like move mountains. Like, what you think of me is none of my business. Yeah. I really don't care. But anyway, going into this story, we're all out to dinner, bunch of girlfriends, great, great, great. Some of them are married, some of them are not. Here comes this girl, she comes in, husband buys her this beautiful big Valentino bag, and she's like, oh, my husband just bought this for me, I'm so spoiled. But the reality of it is that I know the reality of that. Like, he probably pulled her freaking extensions off, the week before, and this is his I'm sorry gift. And this was a continuous thing. And then the girl right in front of her just got a brand new SUV from her fiance. And it's not to bash, because I'm not giving any names out, but it's the non-reality that they build this story that like, this is so perfect and everybody wants to be like me. I'm not jealous by no means necessary, but my point is that sometimes people only want to share what they want to share. And don't think that she has it easier than me or I have it easier than her. I just say, God bless her if that's the way that life is going for her, like meaning he's buying her all the things, and I hope it's coming from the right place. And it's not like, I'm sorry, I totally freaking effed you up last week and like, here's a handbag, shut up. Because honestly, I see that a lot more often than not.
It is.
And that is such a sad way to live.
It is so many of you are living in a fake it to make it mindset. And that's not even great in business. It's not the greatest in business. It's somewhat effective in business. But when you sit there in your relationship and you are faking it to your friends and faking it to your family and faking it to Instagram, let me tell you something, no matter how much you fake it, it's not going to make it
better.
It's not going to make it the thing that you're pretending it is. And so at the end of the day, you coming out and acting so happy and so this, like, he's being rewarded. He's saying, I could be bad. I don't have to do good to get this happy wife. I can do all these things and be moody and a jerk and an abuser or whatever, an adulterer, whatever it may be that he's doing, a liar, a drug addict, whatever it is, and she's still good. She's good.
I just hand her a couple peanuts, she'll crack them, she'll eat them, and she's going to stay there, because otherwise, what is she going to do? Where is she going to go? She needs me. I mean, she's not going to go anywhere, so I can literally do whatever I want. And if they do feel a little bit bad for what they did, then they'll just, depending on, the type of person that you're talking about. I mean, we're talking about maybe higher caliber men that are able to give, their significant other an SUV. Okay, that's different. But, there's levels to it. But they might just, give you $100. Like, here, go get your nails done. Shut up.
At the end of the day, sorry means changed behavior. Sorry is not an item given to you. Right. Sorry is changed behavior. A true apology that's a sincere apology translates as changed behavior. That's how it manifests. That's how it shows up. It doesn't show up as an expensive gift. The expensive gift should be the cherry on top of the changed behavior. And so even they can go to counseling and marriage, and they're just going to go through the motions. They're going to be on the golf course hitting balls going, oh God, she's dragged me to this therapist because, you know, blah, blah, blah. For the guy, you're going to say, Rachel, well, then why would he do it if he's not trying to change? Because he doesn't want to lose half his ass or whatever in a divorce or whatever the situation in his mind is playing out.
And not to mention
cheaper to keeper situation.
Cheaper to keeper. And if you have kids, of course, now you're thinking about, like, how is that going to play out? Because most of the time the men do love their kids, and so they don't want to split up the family, and they know it's their wrongdoing, but they don't care because they're being selfish. And so at the end of the day, I think the message really here is, you know, luck is in the eye of the beholder. So don't look at someone and think that you wish they had their life, or you wish that they, you know, you can have more of their wealth or the cars or their body or their physique or their this or that. You do not know how or why or when or where they're getting this stuff. Like, you have no idea. So I think that you just show up to the world the best that you can show up and just be like, you know what, I'm happy with who I am, what I am, what I have, and God is good to me too. I lack nothing, and I'm not going to look at anyone and say they're lucky. I just say, okay, God bless them. I mean,
and if you're cool. And if you're a woman that's playing the character of the one who wants everyone to think she's lucky, this is for you. This is to say, cut the crap, kind of. Turn the temperature down on that. You don't need validation. Validation from other women thinking you're lucky. You don't need it, because it's not the reality of the situation. Like, the more that they think you're lucky, they might start flirting with your man, or when it all crumbles, might side with him. That's a whole thing that happens. And so at the end of the day, don't show up for those friends and family members so that they all think you're lucky. It doesn't have value. No, you could have 100 people around you thinking that you're so lucky, but it's not going to equate to what you need from your spouse.
So true.
It's not going to equate. It's not going to exchange the value of reality in the situation. So you need to work on leaning into your marriage and saying, I'm not going to act happy in front of your family right now that's out there, because you just literally twisted my arm and hit my head against the wall. I'm not going to go out there and serve the turkey. And if I will, I'm not going to be in a good mood. And you know what? It's okay if they see you and go, oh my God, look at her, like, something, like, why is she acting like that? Maybe you should ask him.
Yeah.
You know, and it's easy to say, Rachel,
I know that we're about to close out, but oftentimes too, it happens. Like, I know from my personal experience, you know, literally right before Christmas or Thanksgiving, or it's a big holiday and it's like the biggest fights, right? And it's like, you're arguing in the car and it's like, you know what? Shut the F up. When we get in there, change your mood. And it's so hard for you to go from, like, you know, being so upset to just being like, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Yeah. And, you know, it's really one of those things where you're like, I'm being so fake because I just finished arguing with this guy, and now I have to pretend like everything's all hunky-dory when it's not.
So I wonder what it would be, how men would adjust if we stopped pretending. And that is my challenge. I've never not pretended in my marriage, in a sense, because at the end of the day, I felt like it was nobody's business, and I didn't want to be this negative person, and I didn't want to be the one to make a fuss. There's all these things we tell ourselves. I don't want to make a scene.
Because on the other hand, if you pretend, then everyone thinks that everything's good, so then they're going to say that you're fake. And then if you don't pretend, then they're going to say, then if you're not happy, then why are you there? Yeah. So now it goes back to, then why are you there?
And that's the Mona Lisa.
It's a catch 22 thing, you know?
And that's that Mona Lisa zone I talk about. You know what I mean? Not excited, not depressed, not excited. It's none of their business. It doesn't have to be like, hey, like, if you're not in a great mood because of what he did, there is a time and a place, and you don't got to be, you know, whatever. But you don't got to overdo it, and you don't got to overact, and you don't got to overcompensate, because he doesn't deserve that, because your joy and everything is really a reflection of him.
Yeah.
But yet you're giving him all the glory and all the reward and making him look like a hero.
When he's not.
They're not looking at you going, she's such a wonderful person, she's always happy. They're thinking she's happy with him.
Right. He makes her happy.
That's not always the case.
So anyway, we have fresh episodes every Tuesday, so go ahead and check us out. And we have tons of episodes in there, so it's binge-worthy. And so at the end of the day, just remember that you deserve fresh lettuce.
Fresh lettuce. Cheers.